We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, no better way to start off the 4th of July than when your team trades for a guy with plastic feet. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
These nuts.
These nuts.
You're not happy? The Celtics made a power move.
Bro, we just talked about... Now, we're not going here because no one cares, but this is just me and you talking. We did this like 3 days ago on the show when somebody brought up Brogdon, and I go, absolutely not. Dude's got the worst feet in the history of the league. You know, held together by duct tape. And what happens Friday? Nuts. Nuts.
Welcome
grill.
To Boston.
Nuts. All right.
I mean, it gives you depth, Mike. I figured you'd be happy. When I saw that news, I said, Mike can't be upset about this.
But you know what? I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to compartmentalize the frustration. It's going to be very simple. So somebody in Detroit gave you these nuts, and we're going to talk about it. And I'm going to give you an A or B on which comment is more concentrated with dog poo. A or B, because I'm going to tell you something. After this, we do this at 2, Rico, I am in a great mood. Brogdon's not going to get me down, and even Chris Illich isn't going to depress me. We're going to do this at 2, and then at 3 o'clock, you and I are hosting live on the Home Shopping Network, Big Ten Luxury. We're going shopping. We're finishing what they started yesterday. We're going to 24 teams, and we're going to shop. And in 4 easy installments of $29.99, you get a super conference. We're going to do that at 3. I am celebrating Floral Friday in your stead. I'm in an utterly hideous shirt. It's exciting. We've got Roberto's grilling tips, hangover cure rolls, who said it, tons to do. But let's get the medicine out of the way, shall we?
Let's do it.
Chris Illich says, "D's nuts." Because when they announced the Wings' new head coach today, Chris Illich was there. Now, of course, Christopher ditched out before the scrum could happen, and he'd have to actually answer questions. D's nuts. Now, he offered a take on the rebuilds, and then he also offered you an update on District Detroit. I need to know which of these two comments are more nut-tastic. Which one of these is more offensive? I'd like to start with choice A. When asked about the Tigers' rebuild, take a listen to this.
I'm very pleased with the progress at the Detroit Red Wings, and I'm very pleased with the progress at the Detroit Tigers. Despite, you know, a very slow start this season for our team, there's actually some good progress happening with some of the young guys that have come up and developed and so on and so forth.
Nuts. Or choice B. Because actually, a shout out to Brad Galley. Brad Galley was able to get a question in before Chris hopped in the Batmobile and left. Are you ready for this, Rico? Nuts.
Oh, yeah.
So he was asked for an update on District Detroit. Quote, "There's not much beyond what we've already shared. Positive outlook on it." Close quote.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. There's not much more than meet George Jetson, da-da-da-da. Yeah, remember the space car artist rendering?
Yeah.
Not much more than what we've already shared.
So nothing.
nuts.
You know what? That may be the bigger. Of the two, that's the bigger nut right there. Because at least with the Tigers, you could put on your most rosiest orange and blue glasses that you can and say, well, hey, Riley Green, look at him. That's positive. You can't find anything positive about the district except it's not there. It doesn't exist.
I want to ask
think
the
of
people.
The scene. I think of the scene of Wolf of Wall Street. It's Fugazi. It's a whistle.
It's in the wind.
It doesn't exist.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah. Chris Illich may as well be McConaughey in that scene. Nobody knows. It's Fugazi. Like, I want to ask the people, because the rest of the show, we're going to have fun. But Chris Illich is up there today going, oh, no, I'm very positive about Tigers rebuild. Who exactly has come up here and developed? Spencer Torkelson has been horrific. Riley Green, if you love singles, well, welcome to the Catalina Wine Mixer. That's Riley Green. Who else has developed? No one. And then you get to the district. Nothing more to share other than an artist rendering with Space Boy Elroy driving a space car.
Right.
And choice A or B. 248-539-9797. And we will get to the Big Ten expansion at 3 o'clock. I had to get this out of the way. You're going choice B, District Detroit?
Yes, Mike, because that is the joke. That is the spitting in your face.
Nuts.
It doesn't exist. The Tigers, if you're the most hardcore Tiger fan, you will find something pretty in that bouquet of dead roses.
Not the most attractive dude, overweight.
Paul, please.
But the district? Really? It's why every time
things
I drive
that
down
are more
there,
alive than
house.
District Detroit, Paul Sarah's dating life.
Mike,
things more alive than District Detroit, Aretha Franklin.
Wow.
Fun fact, dead.
I may have to throw a flag.
You can't. You're in Phoenix. You don't have jurisdiction. But if you want to stick to the Tigers rebuild, do it. If you wanted to, I mean, for Chris Illich to say, when asked about it, and it's a great job by Brad, asked, give me an update on the district. There's not much beyond what we've already shared, i.e. a drawing, quote, positive outlook on it. Huh?
Yeah.
Or the Tigers rebuild audio that Kenny has played you, that he's pleased with the Tigers rebuild. He sees signs of encouragement. And what he said about both the Tigers and Red Wings, we're building this thing the right way. 248-539-9797. I want to get into it with you, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to be all over this college football deal, but we had to start with this. It's very rare that Chris speaks. And, guys, can you stop calling Paul Sarah and hang up? Why are you doing this? I know it's 4th of July weekend, and you're all taking huge bong rips, and you're drunk, and you're Paul does not deserve that. If you're calling, get screened, get on the air, be an adult. Stop hanging up on Paul Sarah. Guys had a rough time.
I'm glad I'm not the only one, because this happens to me frequently.
It drives me crazy. Why would you call and hang up on Paul Sarah? Call and hang up on me. What are you messing with him for?
Not the most attractive dude, overweight.
Paul, please.
Stop it, Paul. You're a lovely man.
Beautiful and virile man.
Mike, I'll say this.
Sexual beast.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know what I've learned? There are three magical words that a fan base, when they hear this thing, it slows down the process and it gives a built-in excuse.
Let me hear it.
The right way.
Yes.
We're doing this the right way, which means we're going to be different than those other people who are cutting corners and cheating the system. We're doing it low and slow. We're going to do the process. We're going to give it respect. When you say doing it the right way, it basically tells your fan base, this is going to take a lot longer than we originally thought, but it's not our fault. We're not like these other scumbags out there.
Yeah, in many ways, it relays, look, all of you poors out there and all the stupid people, we're doing this right. And it's like, okay, might be a fair statement. One problem, you're not.
Right.
See, a piece just got written by Yahoo Sports yesterday. And we didn't even get to it because I told you, I don't really want to go down this road on a daily basis. It's not good for anyone's health, including mine or yours. But when national outlets write things or the owner speaks, we got to jump in the water. Yahoo talked about it. 7 years isn't a rebuild. It's a failure. You know, the team you just got done playing in, the San Francisco Giants, 3 or 4 years ago, lost 110 games. And now they're one of the best teams in baseball over the last 2 years. Like, you're not building it the right way. What signs are there that this thing's being built the right way? What, like, for instance, even if you were super positive about the Tigers pitching, what pitchers do you have that you know, beyond shadow of a doubt, are legitimate frontline MLB guys? What do you have? What do you have? Is it Skubal?
Maybe. Been found out.
Okay. Mize has never been that. Manning's never been that. Brisky's not that. Fiedo's fallen apart. You want Spencer Turnbull? Fine. Nice enough guy. Not sure I'm ready to say he's a number two on a really good team. What do you got? There's nothing there. The only place there's less than is District. What do you got in your lineup? Can you say Torkelson's a building block for a decade? I can't say that yet.
No, but at least the District has space cars and ghost people walking around.
Rico, you know what's funny is I almost respect what Chris is doing because he does it in plain sight.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't even try. It's just plain sight. Oh, yeah, feeling good. Now, I can't share much more than we already have, which is nothing more than like a Bob Ross painting of what it could have been.
Yeah, go check that website, though. It's right there. All right, see you guys. Have a good fourth.
Answer the question, though. Outside of Riley Green, who I think we all like, and no offense, singles are not what I'm looking for, but he looks good. He looks like he knows what he's doing, and he can draw some walks. Outside of Riley Green, what young guys have progressed this year? You want to tell me that? For Chris Illich to get up there and say that, let me tell you what that is. That's patronizing you. A, it shows me he doesn't have a clue about baseball, which I think we all know. He's a dyed-in-the-wool businessman. He's not a baseball guy. It's a ridiculous utterance.
Yeah, or maybe he knows his audience and knows that I'm just going to give you what you want to hear. And you'll take this.
But these people are too nuts. These people are too smart for that. Or are they? But bottom line, comment A. Kenny, can you run it back for me? Comment A or comment B? Which one is just more nuts-tastic?
Well, and always remember this, Mike. It's probably going to be a full ballpark now this weekend, so just think about that.
Second deck. Kenny.
I'm very pleased with the progress at the Detroit Red Wings, and I'm very pleased with the progress at the Detroit Tigers. Despite, a very slow start this season for our team, there's actually some good progress happening with some of the young guys that have come up and developed and so on and so forth.
You know what would be fun, Rico? Put a blank piece of paper in front of Chris and say, why don't you write down five of the young guys? Can you name five players on your own team?
No. You know what would be fun? Chris, you have one of two options. Five guys, young guys on your own team, or three things the district is going to bring.
Yeah, the LED roof, space cars, retail, restaurants, neighborhoods, trees, people.
Connected to the Q line.
We miss anything? Nuts. I mean, he's just open about it. He may as well have worn a D's Nuts tie to this press conference today. 248-539-9797. We're going to wrap with you on that. We got a lot of fun today, but I had to start with this. In 3 o'clock, Rico is going to be out there like one of the old ladies on the Home Shopping Network. He's going to have a ring on every finger, and he's going to be shopping for teams, Big Ten style.
But wait, there's more.
Right. Retail. 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better.
because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.